All right, Spike is taking on the challenge. I offered him a challenge. We were all talking about how when you go golfing, there are golf courses, majority of them, that have these cement pylons up so you cannot take the golf cart past the grass.
It's like blockades.
And they, I guess they're worried that you're going to, like, steal their golf cart.
Right.
So you can't take it to the car?
No, you can't take the thing to your parking lot to the car. A lot of them, majority of them have this. And I sat there and thought to myself, who's going to steal a golf cart? I mean, for God's sakes, who's going to steal it? And Spike says, I don't know. I think about it, like I have a golf cart. So I said, you would never steal a golf cart. He goes, nah. He goes, I wouldn't steal it, but he said, I'd like to drive one on the street. I said, come on. So we go live to Spike right now, where, ladies and gentlemen, Spike has been gone from the studio for the last 20 minutes because Spike had a tee time. And Spike, can you tell everybody what you're doing right now?
I am driving my golf cart onto the exit ramp of a major Detroit highway.
You did it.
I can't believe how easy that was. I'm actually pulling onto the highway now. Let me watch for traffic. How do you merge with a golf cart? I'm pulling onto the major highway right now, and I'll tell you, I hate golf. I finally found a reason to get excited about it. Yeah!
Oh, I say, so Spike, you went to a golf course that you found that didn't have those big old barriers, and you took a golf cart, and you're going to see how far you can drive in this thing?
That's it. I took the golf cart, and I actually drove right off the course at an inconspicuous location. And I want to promise I will return it. I'm not, encouraging anyone to theft here, but I'm telling you, I got an idea for Caddyshack 7 right now.
Hey, Spike?
Yes?
You're on a freeway?
I'm on a major highway, so if somebody sees me and wants to call the station and tell Mojo you saw me, I have a Channel 955 banner hanging from the back of the golf cart.
Yeah, but how fast does a golf cart go, and what's the speed limit on the highway?
Oh, I'm topping out at a major 18 miles per hour here.
Oh, no. And the speed limit is probably what?
70, but of course, Detroit drivers.
So, Spike, you are right now on the highway with the golf cart.
I'm heading southbound on one of Detroit's major freeways. I'd say, this is the busiest freeway in Detroit.
Okay, how far do you think you are from the golf course?
Oh, I have to be about a mile and a half by now.
Okay, so we're going to see how far you can get?
Well, I always wondered how far these things, how much juice does this have with electric,
All right, hold on a second, Hey, Harry.
Yeah?
What's up?
Much, man. I just saw your boy driving down the road, man, the golf cart with a big 95.5 sticker, man.
Christine, hi, what's up?
Hey, yeah, I was driving on the expressway, and I get on at Sashabon, and I look, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's a golf cart. It's like, what is he doing? And then I just turn up the radio, and I almost hit the car in front of me because I'm looking at a golf cart on the thing, and then I was listening to you guys, and I'm like, hey, that's him.
That's Spike. So you just saw Spike then, huh?
Yep, just saw Spike.
All right, Spike, you're on the road right now. 313-298-9595. Amy, what's up?
Hi, I about ran into Spike.
You ran into him?
No, I about did. I about died. I was just dropping my kid off at daycare. I was making a left on the Sashabon. I saw this golf cart wobbling to and fro from the side of the road. And it's not only till he turned I saw the big banner on the back of his golf cart. Right then and there, he's like, I just turned onto the ramp. I said, oh, my God, that's Spike.
Hey, thanks for the call. Lisa.
Good morning.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, I just saw Spike getting on 75.
Spike, we've got somebody on the phone here that wants to say hello to you. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who is this?
This is Spike's wife.
Oh, Chris.
Hey, hi, honey.
Could you please get off the highway before you get yourself killed?
I'm on my way home. Very slowly.
All right, we're going to check back with you in a second. How far can Spike go in the golf cart?
I feel bad, Mojo. I just passed a stranded motorist. Their car is broken down. They're in the shoulder, and I had to go around them. And the guy said, are you my tow truck? I said, can't stop. Gotta go. And I'm still going. I've been a mile and a half now. Gonna keep on going, see if I can make it back to the station.
Can Spike get the golf cart back to the radio station? And we go live right now. Eric, you there?
Yes, Mojo.
What's going on?
We're making morning commute history today.
Paint the visual for us right now, Eric. What are you looking at?
Well, we're heading southbound on I-75, right in the middle of rush hour. The fog is starting to clear. Oh, lots of people honking at Spike.
Hold on, Pam saw you. Hey, Pam, how you doing?
Good morning. How's everyone?
We're doing okay. Did you see him?
I sure did. What are the chances of that? I was just listening to you guys this morning, as I always do, and I go, yeah, we never get to see any of this stuff. We live in Flint, and sure enough, as I'm driving along, there goes Spike.
Oh, man. So,
I have a warning, though. Another disabled vehicle up ahead. So
be careful.
Did you hear that, Spike? You got another disabled vehicle up ahead. You got to be careful, okay?
Okay.
All right. Spike is riding down the freeway. Spike, how far would you say that you are from from the golf course right now?
I've gone about 2.5 miles so far.
Terry, hi. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say I just saw Spike.
Oh.
And
Mojo.
What?
We have a courtesy patrol that's stopping.
Hold on a second, okay?
I'm getting pulled over.
Oh, hold on a second.
You're already pretty much pulled
Slow
over.
Slow down all the way to nothing.
Terry, got the lights going.
Terry, hang on the phone, okay? I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Captain Alamo, how are you? Thanks for your courtesy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Busy morning, huh?
Yeah, it is. Great time to get there.
Well, I don't know. I just want to kill some time. I couldn't get nine holes in because of the fog won't burn off, so I figured, you know.
Hey, yeah.
See what I can do. Maybe I can go out with OJ and find the real killer. I don't know.
All right. Hey, you're Spike.
Yes, I am.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Take the car.
Did I take the car? I rented the car, yeah. Take what?
Eric, what's going on?
Well, there's another truck that just pulled up in front. It's unmarked. I don't know what he's doing there, but the MDOT guy's radioing to his guys, and I don't know if he's going to be calling the authorities or what.
What's going on? Who's the guy, the mean guy that just came by?
Oh, I see now. Yeah, he's from the golf course, and he's a little PO'd right now.
Oh, no. Is Eric, go out there. Go out.
my gosh.
Is Spike getting hit?
What's going on? I think Spike might... What's that?
We're being escorted.
Oh, no.
You just told us to turn around and go back to your truck and put your cameras away and get out of here.
Oh.
Who told you that?
The golf course guy.
The golf course guy can't hurt you. Get in there.
Oh, he shoved me.
He did?
Yeah, he shoved me.
Go walk out there. Walk out there and get, you know.
Get confrontational, Larry.
Find out what's going on.
He's a little bigger than me.
We should have given them helmets.
Hold on the line.
Holy cow.
Hold on the line. I think something big's about to happen.
Channel 955.